are listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Open Phones, where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
This Open Phone segment is sponsored by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Yes, you heard that right. It's 888-723-4630.
Or you can click on the Contact Us tab on the bottom of the eBay Radio player and type in your question or comment. Or if you'd like us to do a listing dish for you, there's a place for your item number if you so choose. And then you click Submit, and it comes right to us. And we have one here, Griff. We have a couple of them.
Okay.
Looking for, this is from Elias in Bel Air, Texas, known on eBay as Worldwide Perfume Distribution.
Sounds I wonder like, what he sells.
Sounds like it was right up your alley there, Greg. Hey guys,
let me check.
Hey guys, looking forward to seeing you at the big Las Vegas radio show.
Bring perfume.
If you want to ship some items so you can be ready to ship during the week, can you ship to Bally's and will they hold, or what do you recommend? See you in a few weeks. I will find that out for you.
What do you mean? I don't understand. What is he asking?
He wants to send some stuff ahead.
Yeah.
So in case they sell, he can ship them out while he's in Vegas. Hmm. He wants to bring his items with him, in other words.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And I'm sure you can ship to the hotel.
Yeah, you can ship to the hotel. Well, you better call him first.
Yeah. Good idea. Why don't you give a call to Bally's? Ask them if you can do that. They might turn you over to their business department.
Right.
And ask them if you can do that, and I think you can.
And I remember there is downstairs, there's a shipping place downstairs at Bally's. Is it Bally's?
Or somewhere. Flamingo, I think it was.
Was it in the Flamingo? Maybe it was.
Well, they also had one in Orlando. I remember that.
Was it Orlando?
Yeah. They had like a mailboxes, et cetera, or
yeah,
UPS or something, but it took everything.
Yeah, there's one somewhere around where we are in Las Vegas.
So check on that for us and let us know.
Or you can put your store on vacation.
Yeah, you can.
And just, you know, enjoy yourself at the event.
That's true.
Or you could change the handling time for those items to something like 3 or 4 days. They won't qualify for top rated plus if you're a top rated seller, but if there's only a few of them, that would get you off the hook there.
Francesca in Largo, Florida,
mm-hmm.
Known on eBay as Eternal Being.
Eternal Being.
Eternal Being.
Hmm.
Hi, I can't find the eBay radio app mentioned in your newsletter to listen to eBay Radio on my Android phone.
Mm.
I looked in Google Play Center and on eBay Radio website, but I could not find it. Please help. Thanks. Okay, here's the deal. You go to your Play Store, your Google Play Store,
yeah,
and put in eBay Radio, all one word. eBay Radio, all one word. It'll take you right to it. Takes less than 60 seconds to download it. Boom. Touch it. And you've got eBay Radio. So go right back to your Android store, your Google Play Store, which is the worst name in the world, Play Store, and put in eBay Radio, all one word, and you will find it.
I'm trying that now.
Okay.
Because I think if we can, yeah, there it is. So what I'm thinking,
I think that's a better idea than separating the two words. I've been thinking about it.
So what we could do is I'm going to take the link and eBetsy should take this link and put it in the newsletter every week, and we can actually put it on the top of the, I can bit.ly in and put it on top of the eBay Radio.
And will
page,
that actually
homepage.
Take you to the Google Store to download it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a great idea. Please
so
do
let me
that.
Do that. I'll do that. You keep talking.
I'll keep talking. Okay. Okay. Tammy in Fort Wayne, Indiana, known on eBay as Urban 802. We'll get to your Contact Us in just a moment. But first, Daniel in Front Royal, Virginia. User ID Karate25 Daniel is on the line with us. Hi, Daniel. What's your question
How
or
you
comment
doing?
Today? Doing good, Daniel. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a question about PageMage. Y'all were just talking about that at the beginning of the segment.
Okay.
I have just signed up for it.
For the Social Beacon?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I have a Facebook and a Twitter account already, and I have linked them successfully with my PageMage account.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited. That I'm not worried about. What worries me is Pinterest. I've signed up with them. However, I know almost zero about it, and I don't know how blind-friendly it's going to be with my software. That's going to worry me. But I look at it like this. If I have Facebook and Twitter, at least I have something.
Well, definitely.
And my question to you is, the meat of my question is, okay, I've got Facebook and Twitter hitched up with my PageMage Social Beacon account. What kinds of, how do I effectively market my listings? And my question there would be, should I paste my listing's ID number into the description of the listing? And do I need to have a store? Because as of right now, I don't have an eBay store. I'm just selling on eBay.
Griff, if you can't answer this question for him, I'm going to hook him up with Chris.
I can't.
Okay, it's what I thought.
Sorry.
I'm going to hook you up with somebody, Daniel. Okay? So I want you to do me a favor right now.
Sure.
Send me email to lee@voicemarketing.com, please.
L-E-E at voicemarketing.com.
Exactly. Send me email saying, hook me up with the Social Beacon guy, and I'm going to have him get in touch with you directly and help you with this issue.
Well, thank you very much.
To those of you listening, Daniel is blind, and he's starting an eBay business. In fact, he's already started his eBay business.
Yes.
And he's looking to expand, and being blind, he's kind of our guinea pig sort of right now, trying to...
Which I don't mind, by the way.
I know you don't, and we appreciate it. Trying to wind his way through all of the red tape that you have to go through in order to become an eBay seller. It's not much for us. It's been, for those of us who are sighted, it's been made very simple by eBay, but we're hoping to maybe even help eBay make it easier for people like Daniel. So, Daniel, thank you for your call. I'm going to hook you up with Chris. His name is Chris Taylor.
Okay.
And he's going to help you, all right?
Okay, now that email may not come right away, but it will come at some point today. Is that all right?
That is fine.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
but
Daniel.
But you will be hearing from me. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
So, Judy Taylor from Chris Taylor said on the board, contact me, chris@pagemage.com.
Yes.
You saw that?
I did not.
Oh.
But...
So I think
great
they're
minds
listening.
Think alike.
I think they're actually listening to
they're
the show.
They're listening to the show. Yeah, please, I'll send you over his email as soon as I get it. How's that?
Yes.
Okay. I find it fascinating that he's going to the lengths he's going to become an eBay seller.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It is. It's not easy.
No.
It's not easy for him anyway, so... Okay, Tammy in Fort Wayne, Indiana, known on eBay as Urban 802.
Yes.
Question. I know this has been addressed before. However, with the rollout of the new search engine, has there been issues with glitches that have in effect created blackouts? Not intentional blackouts, but issues because of the complexity of the search engine?
No.
It would be much easier to deal with the sales downturn if sellers knew there were glitches being worked out.
That's a continuing eBay urban myth. It's not true. There are no such thing as blackouts, intentional or unintentional.
Okay.
And there are so many misunderstandings about the quote-unquote new search engine. It's not that different than the old search engine. There are algorithms that are used for best match, but there is no such thing as a blackout. I have to repeat this a lot, but you know, it's funny. It's kind of like a lot of myths that they gain a life and they're hard to squash because people want to believe the worst, I think, sometimes. But there's no such thing. Every time I've had somebody tell me this. So I search for my own listings every day and my listings are available. Sometimes they sell, sometimes they don't. Sometimes you know, people make a sale and sometimes you don't make a sale. But if you immediately hear someone tell you this, go look for your items. I guarantee you, you'll find them. The only time that that's not true, it has nothing to do with blackouts, is that sometimes indexing an item to be in search after it's been listed can take anywhere from a few minutes, which is the majority of the time, to sometimes as much as an hour. It can be delayed getting added to the index so that it's searchable. We actually make this clear to people when they list items that this is, you know, your item may not appear immediately. But once it appears, it's there. It doesn't get blacked out. This one just floors me. This one came up somewhere. Somebody came up with this one. It caught fire. And I'm here to tell you it doesn't happen. It's not true. It's a total myth.
So you'll go up and down, up and down, up and down in the search listings, right?
In Best Match?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Within a matter of minutes. Because it depends on where you search, what terms you use to search, and when you're searching. So nothing's static at eBay. Items are being sold or ended or canceled, and new items are being put up all the time. And you can't duplicate exact search results because of that, because it's constantly changing. Just follow here's my advice. Follow the best practices that we outline. That'll give you the best chance of appearing as close to top of a list of search results as possible. There are no guarantees. If you sell in a very, very densely populated category, non-specific keywords, more general keywords are going to make it very difficult for anyone to be on top, because you're going to get 10,000 plus items returned. There's not 10,000 spaces on the first page. This open phone segment was sponsored by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Let's do more open phones. 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
You made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller. Building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 262.
When it comes to inventory, management is crucial. Diva Dawn Ralston is known on eBay as Diva Dawn LV. She has this tip on mistakes sellers make.
The first mistake they make is not having separate storage places or landing places for listed and unlisted inventory, so commingling all that stuff. Retail stores take deliveries in the back door. It doesn't walk in and line up alongside the things you have listed. So why would you combine all your inventory in one place? You want to keep them separate. You can see if you're running low listed inventory, if you need to restock, or if you're getting too much that you haven't got listed yet.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. We yearn to hear your dulcet tones. What are dulcet tones? I've used that phrase. I'm not quite sure I understand it, though. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
So we're up to 286 people in the eBay Radio Party and Conference. We're going to end up with 300.
Yeah.
The reason we have 286 is we wanted to just leave some open for a few people that we have on a standby list that are coming from eBay.
Right.
Now, what is happening, 4 or 5 a day are canceling, and we're putting in new people.
Groovy.
So we did go from 282 to 286 this week, but, you know, there is still a chance for you to get in. We're putting people in every single day. All you have to do is go to ervegasstandby.com and submit your name and whatever other questions they're asking of you to get on the standby list. Our featured speakers include a very special guest who we're not announcing. No, a very, you know who it is, Griff. Very special guest. As well as you, Griff.
Yeah, I just wanted to make it clear that I am not, I repeat, I am not that special guest.
That's true.
You were wondering, the word special guest and Griff are not in the same phrase.
That's so true. Marcia Collier, Lynn Drawley, Cliff Enico, John Lawson, eBay Mobile's Ginger Lishman, Kat Simpson, Christopher Matthew Spencer, Lisa Satora, Chris Taylor, Matt Broussard of Terapeak, Thrifting with the Boys, both of them. And the first day is going to be devoted to all things marketing. And that day is co-hosted by Cabbage. The first day is marketing. Every speaker is going to talk about how to market you, your eBay listings, and your business on eBay. That's what the first day is going to be about.
Wow.
Remember last year, it was product sourcing. This year, it's marketing. It all takes place Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th, 18th, and 19th at Bally's Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. That's ervegasstandby.com to get on the standby list now. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Oh.
That's it. Pure, plain, and simple.
Well, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've updated the eBay Radio Player with a Contact Us link. If you can't call in to 888-RADIO-30, which we love it when you call. But if you can't call, it's okay by us to use the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. All you do is type in your stuff and submit it. And remember we had a question a little while ago from Tammy? She sent us back something, and she's very meek about it, so she doesn't want you to get upset or anything that she's asking this question, but she just needs to have this clarified, okay?
Why would I get upset?
Because you've had to answer this question a lot of times, okay?
I have?
Just to clarify one more time.
Okay.
Any returns are okay, other than not as described, right? In other words, since I sell clothing, things get returned all the time just because it doesn't look right. Are these defects?
No, there are two. When a person returns an item, they can return it because the item doesn't fit or they don't want the item anymore. Either of those are not defects.
Okay. So she doesn't have to worry. Relax, no. Tammy. Take a deep breath and let it out. And go to your special place in your
head. And if you're not using hassle-free returns, you're increasing the risk that a buyer is going to choose the wrong reason for the return, which will result in a defect. I don't know how... I don't mean to scare you. Yeah, actually, I do. Who am I kidding?
Okay, say that again to us. Say that again.
So if you want to avoid buyer confusion with returns, and you're not using hassle-free returns, you're doing yourself a disservice. Hassle-free returns guides the buyer through the right reasons in a much better format than not using hassle-free returns, which leads the buyer to say, I want to return the item, but they're more likely to either unintentionally or believing it's the right way, choose item not as described. Yes, is that wrong? Is that not... Is eBay not doing the best there? Yeah, we're not doing the best. I'm the first to admit it. You want it, you want practical advice? Use hassle-free returns. You'll reduce that risk. So I'm surprised at anyone who's still reticent to use this product. It's really fantastic.
How do they get in on it?
You can go to, well, the best way to do it, or the fastest way I know on the top of my head, is my eBay account, site preferences, selling preferences. Scroll to the bottom. There's a link there for returns. Choose the show button or edit if that's what's appearing, and then click opt in. And you can that's how you opt in.
Okay.
But that is going to, help reduce the risk of buyer confusion more than anything else. Absolutely.
So it's simple?
Simple.
Okay.
And it's so, it's such a better process both for buyer and seller. It streamlines it, explains itself as it goes along, makes it easy for the buyer to understand how to return an item. You can customize it with your options, who pays return shipping, the window of availability,
have
whether or not you charge a restocking fee.
Have we had somebody on from eBay to talk about this?
Yeah, we have. We had Jonathan Haney on. We've had a lot of people.
Really?
Come on.
Okay.
Yes, we have.
And exactly where to go and how to do it.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
So, Tammy, that would be your best bet.
Okay.
And
thank you,
there
Tammy.
Are no stupid questions, only really stupid answers, and sometimes I've been known to give them.
Yes, you have.
That's right. This open phone segment, I am proudly ignorant. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Next up, using eBay to increase your brick-and-mortar store profits. This is eBay Radio, produced by Waste Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to PageMage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
OMG!
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.